Well, good morning, good evening to some, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Inspired to Pray. It's Monday, y'all. It's our day to kick off prayer this week. And I got me a new devotional. Someone gifted me for my birthday last month. It's called Dear Anxiety, Let's Break Up. The author's name is Amanda Porter, who is not only a licensed therapist, she's a PhD, and it's just really a good read. You know, yesterday was Mother's Day, and it's always a day that you never know how a woman is feeling about it. I myself was all emotions. I was grateful, and then I was moments of like questions, right? Sadness. It was a lot. and so it was interesting that I picked up this devotional this morning because it talked a lot about our emotions. Our topic is going to be God help us to be mentally well, especially as we go through life and have to go through life experiences and changes. God, help us to manage our emotions. Teach us how to do that, oh God. Because we never know what our emotions will take us to and where it will take us to. Mother's Day is a day where, yeah, like I said, you can be joyful. You can feel appreciated. You can feel unappreciated. You can feel sad because you don't have your mother, or maybe you're a mother and you lost your child, or maybe you're not a mother at all and you've tried. Maybe you have a stressed relationship with your mother, so you can't celebrate. It's a lot of things that'll bring us to that point of emotions all over, the roller coaster. And so our prayer is, even in times like that, Lord, help us to manage our emotions. Help us to be mentally well as we walk through this thing called life. So many things I underlined this morning. I want to talk about just that statement, mentally well. And I want to read this to you. It says, to be mentally well requires more than simply getting by. To be mentally well means that we are thriving and realizing our full potential. And I took a moment to think about that. Like, am I thriving? Am I completely well at times? It says, to be mentally well also means that we are productively contributing to our community, rippling out the blessings of our lives, and serving others. So when I think about that, I'm trying to say to myself, am I mentally well? I might look mentally well, but am I on the inside mentally well? Am I doing these things? Am I thriving? Am I experiencing that ripple effect of blessings because I am being a blessing? I am serving. Are the people in my life mentally well? Are my children mentally well? Is everyone divinely connected to me mentally well? So yes, we're going to pray about it today. Amen. So much that I saw here that I don't even have time to read, but our scripture focus is Psalm 62:6. And it says, he alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me as my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me, even when troubles multiply around me? In other words, why would I allow the worries to take me to a place of being unwell when God, there is no failure in him? Something to think about. Let's pray. Most Heavenly and Precious Father, first we want to thank you for this opportunity to come to you another day. We thank you for a day we've never seen before. We thank you, Lord, that you decided to wake us up, Father God, which means that there is meaning to our lives, that there is a reason for us to be here. And so we're thankful, Lord. Forgive us of anything we have thought that was not aligned to your word or your promises, Father God. Lord God, this morning we're just praying that you just look over us, Father, that you would touch our minds, Father. Lord God, as we come to you, we ask that you would help us in our mental wellness, Father God. Only you know where we really are, Father. You know us better than we know ourselves, oh God. You know how we are with people, and we know how we are when we're sitting alone with ourselves and you. And you know what state we're in. Even after a holiday such as Mother's Day, you know where we are in our mental state. So right now we're asking that you will crown us with your peace, with your calmness, and God, so that we can hear and really receive from you. So that we can really feel the healing that we might need in order to feel well in our mental state, Father God. Well, God, we know that your word is true. We know that you'll never fail us. As the word reminded us this morning, that God will never fail us. But yet and still we find ourselves worrying about things. And that worry takes us to another place called anxiety. And that anxiety takes us to a place of roller coaster of emotions. And now we're in a state of not being mentally well. But God, we know that all of our hope lies in you, God. David said in his word that I look toward the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Father, help us that even in our state of trying to just get by, we know that our help comes from you. We know that at the end of the day, we can look towards you. Help us, God, to come up with strategies and ways to be in our best place mentally. Help us not to walk around here and just be faking it till we make it. There's no rhyme or reason for that, God. We ask instead that you would give us the coping skills that we need to really live this life in a mentally well state, Father God. As single mothers, some of us are just dreading some things. We don't know what the outcomes are. We don't know what the future holds for our children. But God, and that sometimes could take us to a state of mind that is not always well. It's not always at a good place. But God, we thank you. Because this prayer is a prayer of asking that you would give us those coping skills. You would give us the strategies. You would give us the scriptures. You would give us the healing within our spirit when we hear and read your word and lay our eyes on the word, that it will teach us how to be mentally well in every facet of our life. There are people that under the sound of my voice are dealing with different things, worried about different things, not understanding that if we're not thriving in this world, we may be unwell in some places of our mind. If we are stressed, if we are worried, we are not where we need to be mentally. And so God, we're asking you to help us to take a closer look at where we are. Even on today, even the day after a holiday like Mother's Day, that we'll assess where we really are mentally. And God, when we find out where we are, that we ask for the proper help that we need to be well. Now, God, we thank you in advance for walking in complete wellness, complete healing, completion. We thank you in advance for all that while working on us. We thank you in advance for the words, the scriptures that will feed our soul and strengthen us and help us. We thank you, Lord.
And we ask, God, that you would bless this request. We ask that you would look over everyone that's divinely connected to us. We bind the spirit of worry off of everybody divinely connected to us. We bind the spirit of anxiety over everyone divinely connected to us. And we pray right now, God, that you would send your peace, the word, the skill set to be mentally well. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you all. Thank you so much for coming in. Have a wonderful week. Keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting, and know that we will see each other again. If God say the same, in prayer. God bless you.